The Mystery of the Lost Lenore, Part 51. So the very next day, my friends the Macambi loaded me up with their wondrous wineskins filled with water, some packages of dried meats and fruits, a bit of cooked rice, and even a few packets of my beloved sesame snaps, for which they also had a great fondness. I bid Totalo and Lando and the others farewell, and climbed into the old man's sidecar, and off we tore in a cloud of hen manure and small gravel, as they say. As we bounced and bumped along on our cross-country race, I had a chance to learn a little about the old man in a conversation shouted above the noise of the old bike's engine. His name was Gomo, and since his partner had died some years ago, he'd tried to assuage his grief somewhat by tooling around the countryside in the motorcycle they had purchased together. He also made himself useful by running small errands for his tribesmen. Occasionally, he also ferried passengers. Gomo had been along the edges of the great desert many times, but he had never entered into it, and so was unable to answer any of my questions about it. He seemed somewhat frightened by the large sandy expanse, and this did nothing to allay my considerable fears concerning that geographical feature and our crossing of it. He had heard, of course, of the Lost City, but he had never known anyone who had been there. I guess that made sense for a city that was supposedly lost. As to finding my friends, he was sure that we would overtake them that very afternoon, as he thought he knew at what particular point they would enter the desert. I wondered how he knew or thought he knew, but he just smiled when I asked. I noticed his teeth were no better than Totalo's, and I wondered if he had also been to school in the UK. The terrain we were traveling through was getting fairly rough, and the old bike was really roaring and sputtering as we bounced along. Gomo eased up on the throttle not a bit, and several times I thought I might be ejected from the little sidecar. All conversation then basically ceased, as I held on for dear life, and an oddly grinning Gomo gunned his old bike over the rocks and ruts. I could discern no path or trail that he followed, but we did seem to be heading more or less downhill. The land was dropping away, and I could, when I summoned enough courage to lift my head and look, see that we were heading down towards a lighter, flatter bit of land. I assumed, correctly as it turned out, that this was the great desert. In one of these peaks over the rim of the sidecar where I huddled, I thought I could see a clump of familiar figures, and with some excitement I yelled at Gomo that I had espied my friends. He turned his small bony head in my direction and grinned wildly with his terrible teeth. He had seen them. He gunned the engine even harder, and the old bike lurched forward, and I was thrown back in my seat. Although they were only a few hundred meters away, I hoped I would survive the trip to meet them.